This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation as a whole. And you really need to be. Like I keep saying, you can't figure, I can't. I think I'm smarter than some of you. Most of you, maybe not. You can't figure it all out on your own. You need some help. You need some input. You need other people to kind of, you know, help out where they can. And I always do appreciate the help very much. And you guys catch stuff that I usually don't. So we've got Xander Gibbs going to join us in a few minutes. Always enjoy him on with us. And God only knows what he has in store for us tonight. Also, Dr. Jerome Corsi will join me in the second hour of the show, talk about how he is suing Mr. Mueller. Is it Mueller or Mueller?
I can't answer that question.
I mean, I've heard people pronounce it both ways. I believe it's German. I'm not sure. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So we'll hear what he has to say about his lawsuit against Mueller. You know, like I said, I had to do it earlier today. So I've recorded it for your listening enjoyment. And I got to give the guy credit. A lot of credit for being a person of integrity. He wasn't about to allow them to take advantage of him. And he's pushing back and he's fighting back. So God bless him for doing that. All right, so listen, I know I keep saying I don't want to give her any time, but she is the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, really, a lot of you can have a lot of fun with her. And I'll leave that there. Ocasio Cortez demands that Trump use the wall funds for something else, something much more important. When she found out the bill, $5.7 billion in funding for President Trump's wall, was approved by Congress, maybe she didn't know it still had to go through the Senate. Right? The incoming socialist Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez sounded off on Twitter. She tried to use, you know, her single-digit IQ, gray matter between the ears. You know, she's gonna let us know what we should do with that money. She said, you know, and just like that, the GOP discovers $5.7 billion for the wall. And she wrote, what if we instead added $5.7 billion in teacher pay, replacing water pipes, or maybe even college tuition, prescription refill subsidies, or green jobs. No, you don't. No one's asking that at the GOP, are they? And who's going to pay for this? This is rich. I could do a whole hour on this. This comes from somebody who wants single-payer health care for everybody, and somehow, with her second grade math, figured out that we could pay for it. That we had enough money. What was it, $42 trillion it would add extra? Something ridiculous? But it even gets better than that. I mean, I want you to think about this. The federal government doesn't pay teacher salaries. It doesn't replace college, I mean, water pipes. Right? It gets out of the way and allows companies to produce, create green jobs, but it doesn't create green jobs. And as far as college tuition goes, no, I don't think so. And they don't pay any of that stuff. But maybe, I don't know, maybe she needs to go take a civics class. What do you think? Wasn't she, I think she was a bartender, wasn't she? Before she became a congresswoman? You guys in New York, you really deserve what you get. I know. You know, I'm getting in so much trouble for this. But here's the deal. You got de Blasio, right? Here's a guy, I love this. Here's a guy that as far as, you know, as far as he's concerned, property shouldn't be private ownership. It should be owned by the government. And they should decide how much it's worth, what kind of building you get to build, who you get to put in your building, how much rent they get to pay. He has said this. This is easy to find. And then you get Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, another brain surgeon. I don't know what her grades were like at school, but if I could extrapolate those backwards from bartender, what did she go? She went from bartender to congresswoman. Right, she doesn't know how the three branches of government works. She doesn't know how laws are made. She thought she had an inauguration coming. Right, I mean, I can go down the whole list of things that she thought she had coming. She thought she was doing, and you guys voted her in. I don't even know what to do with that. Right. I mean, lay it out in simple English, right? Teachers' pay is a state and local issue. Now, I realize, look, all things being equal, I realize grants go out there. I realize there's federal grants for teachers, federal grants for, you know, college tuition, that kind of stuff. But in light of what she's saying, that's not what she's talking about. Right? Instead of green jobs, how about just jobs? Now, I know we're at the lowest unemployment rate and lowest unemployment rate since the 70s. And all I got to say is I hope to God that somebody decides to do something with term limits. And I say that because I don't want her around. She's young. I don't even think, is she 30? She's 28. She could be around a long time. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate your time. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, leaving me messages, sending me emails, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let's just bring him in because I know you're all waiting for him. I know there's certain nights of the week you wait for certain people, and he's one of them. Xander Gibb joins me all the way from across the pond, as he does every week, to discuss the crazy issues of the day. And we have to talk about Theresa May, too, right?
We do. But before we do that, can I just take this opportunity to say
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
There's about seven people who know where it'll come from, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, let's give a prize for anyone that can tell us where it comes from.
We'll give you, yeah, here you go, right. Actually, we'll give you pizza from England. I'll make it the same way they do.
No.
It's a cardboard, some plastic, and ketchup.
That would be a booby prize, really. That definitely would. Straight in the trash with that.
There you go. They, yeah. When you deliver it, just dump it in the metal can at the front door.
yeah.
Well, by the way, I thought... go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, cut out the middleman. Just put it directly in the trash.
That's right. It'll end up in the same place, out at sea. Hey, you missed the festivities here over the last few weeks in California. They dedicated a whole highway to Barack Obama. Really?
Really?
It's the
did somebody
Barack
cancel
H. Obama Highway, you know? I mean,
did someone cancel or was someone not available so they put him in at the last minute? I mean, what has this man done to work? I mean, was it that highway that's covered in feces? Is that the one?
No, it's not in San Francisco, no. Down in L.A. Listen, no, the best part about this though, is if I was 20 years younger, I could run faster, I would go to that sign and I'd put an X in front of the president, so it's ex-president Barack H. Oblamo. I would change
his
name to Oblamo.
Bathhouse Barry Highway.
Oh, God bless it. anyway, I just...
Bring your own towel.
Oh, you're going to get me in trouble. I don't mind, but you're going to get me in trouble. So, Ocasio, since we should take the $5.7 billion, I was just talking about this before you got on, and what we should do with it is we should replace old water pipes. We should give teachers more money for pay. We should pay college tuitions. And I'm saying, look, this woman really needs to go back to school, okay? Now, I know during the break I was making fun of bartenders, but I said earlier, I know all bartenders aren't like this, but my God, she needs to go back to school and take a civic class because we don't pay teachers' salaries. The federal government doesn't replace water pipes, right? All these things that she called out, the federal government really doesn't pay, but they deserve her. Your old friends in New York deserve her.
Well, I didn't vote for her, and none of the people that I know voted for her, because most of the people I know have a brain, unlike Miss No Neocortex. But isn't it worrying that it's like, you know, giving the keys of the city to an idiot, really? What is the next thing?
The village.
That she is
the village.
To
no,
do?
The village idiot. Truly,
yeah,
giving
from Queens.
Keys,
yeah,
to the village idiot.
My yeah, God. I can just see her skipping down Queens Boulevard saying, I'm a congressperson thingy.
Inviting everybody to her inauguration.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand. So you're
living in the White House, you know.
Gosh. What about de Blasio this week, or last week, I'm sorry. He was talking about how New York City shouldn't have private ownership of property. That the government should own it, and you know, more and more people want the government to own it, so they can decide, you know, how tall the buildings are, how much to charge for them for people that are renting and living there. I'm going, oh my God, this is like communism at the best level. Now some of those people are complaining now, but they voted him in.
But doesn't that make him racist? And before I forget, it's actually pronounced De Blasardia.
Oh, sorry.
and doesn't that make him racist because, you know, Mr. Trump's father was a property owner, and because he wanted to have a say in, you know, who lived in his buildings, as in the people that could afford it, that made him racist. So does this not make Bill De Blasardia a racist?
No, because, you know, he's looking at the people in the lower socioeconomic rung that he can help get in. Because they shouldn't have to, living in downtown New York, right, you shouldn't have to, you know, give up 3.5 paychecks to move there. This guy's a nut job. He's really sick.
So by this logic, then, when I can come back to New York, I can have the penthouse and say, you know, De Blasardio says that this is the case because, you know, I'm starting again, you know, property-wise when I move back to New York City. So I should be able to have the penthouse because, you know, liberal logic dictates that that's the way. No,
I hear you. I can't wrap my mind around some of the stuff this guy comes up with. He was given a press conference. He says you don't like it that the subways are a mess. Traffic is always congested everywhere all the time. Bicycle riders are treated as a privileged carrier. I mean, he goes through all this stuff. You know, you pay the nation's highest taxes, and now he wants to take your property. It's like, are you people serious?
And I'm not even sure what school of thought that is, or even what planet of thought it is. It's a really scary concept. You know, look, it's kind of similar to what's happening in South Africa right now. You know, they're taking away properties from farm owners that have owned these properties for centuries just because they're in an African country.
Be specific.
You know, because
it's,
of the color of
white,
their skin.
Yeah, it's white farm owners.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
They're allowed to torture, kill, whatever they have to do to get them off the property.
Yeah, it's kind of a worry. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a worry that America is under liberal leadership is going in the direction of us losing our rights as American citizens.
Because we've
that
given
is
so
a total
much,
worry to me.
But we've given so many privileges. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but we've given so much to the quote-unquote poor, the people that, you know, when you think about how many welfare checks we're giving out, how many people are on, you know, food assistance and that kind of thing. Why would you go? Why would you want to go into the voting booth and take that check away from yourself? Take that benefit, quote-unquote, away from yourself, right?
Well, you wouldn't, but I think that this, you know, socialized financing has really got out of hand. You know, there are some people in the United States who do live below the poverty line. There are some people that we should be helping. But the criteria should be for, you know, I can't afford a $1,200 iPhone. And so if you can afford a $1,200 iPhone, you don't need to be receiving money from the government.
I was looking at the iPhones and stuff of those people coming up, right South America and going, okay, I thought they were poor. Hey, when we come back, this is a pressing issue we have to talk about. Barbie is now going with same-sex couples. I don't know. The picture looks a little weird. We'll talk soon. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Prepared it all now. Does she have a lesbian condo or something? You know.
Well, it's this is Ken right now. They're working on the lesbian portion.
lesbian portion.
Well, I don't know if they're gonna. You know, I mean, think about it. They make the dolls look different, like the two male dolls. Well, actually, that's not true. The two male dolls almost look exactly alike. They just have different clothes on. So are they twins? That's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Well, endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Just a couple of hours until a partial government shutdown takes place, Senator Tim Kaine says President Trump's attempt to shift blame to Democrats is ridiculous.
There's only one person in the United States who has continually had a gleam in his eye every time he's talked about the shutdown, and that's Donald J. Trump. He has been asking for this, tweeting about it, pleading for it, threatening it for his entire time in office.
A major storm that's delivering heavy rain, high winds, snow, and ice to the East Coast is causing headaches for those who are trying to fly. At LaGuardia Airport in New York, Ellie Dega has this advice to her fellow holiday travelers.
Still be nice to the ticket people and to everyone. We're all in this together. Keep up that spirit. Be kind, even though it's really difficult.
More than a third of all Americans, 112.5 million, are expected to travel this holiday season, according to AAA's predictions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And really, truly, honestly, I want you to be part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live there. You can, you know, take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff happening up on the website. And it's the only way you can really get engaged. Unless you want to send me an email. If you'd like to send me an email, you can do that as well, joe@therealside.com. Some of you say you don't like calling because you don't want to hear your voice. Well, I don't want to hear my voice either, but I do it every day, so you can be part of that. Anyway, let's just bring him on because I always enjoy the time he's with us, the time I have him on the show. Xander Gibb joins us. Hopefully, you know, thank God they don't hear the conversation we're having during the break, right? I mean, seriously.
I know, right. They would switch up. No, I think they kind of agree. With most of what we talk about.
I want him to pay big bucks for that time. No?
Yeah, but you talking about your chocolate addiction all the time is not helping matters, really. It's not.
Hey, I tell you what. Anyhow, we were having some real fun. I'm trying to get past all these pictures I had to look at just to get to this one story. You know what I mean?
Don't.
No. I'm not going to read I am not reading those titles again. I'm not doing it because I haven't had dinner yet. Anyway, childhood, you know, just the childhood fun stuff is kind of like gone. And I'm going to take a little heat for that, but I don't care. Same-sex Barbie couples may soon be a reality. A gay couple in San Antonio, Texas is on the edge of bringing the same-sex Barbie couples into existence. TV personality Matt Jacoby and his partner Nick Caprio say that they have a meeting with the toy company Mattel next week to discuss a line of same-sex couples, you know, dolls and such. And go, what's to discuss? As a matter of fact, if you look at the two dolls, it's kind of creepy because they look like twins, you know? If you saw a twin couple, wouldn't that kind of freak you out a little bit?
Yeah. It's the Barbie Incest Club. I mean, whatever next. Seriously, if they're not sensationalizing sexuality, you know, it's designed to shock and I think we're bored with it. You know, I'm gay and I'm bored with it, you know. I'm LGBTQ'd out. I really am. Does that mean that I don't like gay people? Absolutely not. But I'm tired of discussing it. You know, you've got gay marriage. You know, you've got the rights. In most states, you've got the same rights as everybody else. Shut up and get on with your life.
But you know what? It's like anything. It's almost like racism in a standpoint of, first of all, you've beat this up so much that we're not so concerned about it anymore, if you would, right? But seriously, when you go into a restaurant, how many times does somebody not get served because they're black? For real. How many times does somebody not get served because it's a mixed-race couple? How many couples don't get served because it's a same-sex couple? I mean, and I don't live it, so I'm not there, and I'm not looking for it, but I know when there's a same-sex couple sitting at a booth or, you know, having lunch together, what have you. You know me well enough.
Do you
offer
to buy them cake, Joe?
No, I walk over and say, what are you doing in my restaurant? Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. But how many times do we hear of conservatives that work for Donald Trump being service in a restaurant?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a second, you know?
Well, that's different, Xander, you know, because they're working for a hateful, bigoted, homophobic racist.
Yeah.
And do I get that right?
I'm still waiting for examples of how Donald Trump is homophobic. I really am.
I know.
Not that I think he's racist, of course, but I want to, you know, if people have got examples, because this is why I always say to people, they say, your God like Donald Trump is racist and sexist and homophobic. I'm like, okay, so tell me some examples. And, you know, he's not my God, he's my president. You know, there are subtle differences. You know, God has better hair. But they can't give you examples. I'm sorry, it's true. God is perfect in every way.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Donald could do with a bit of a hair makeover, in all honesty. Am I allowed to say that on this show?
Well, yes. Yeah, but he's got to get rid of the orange glow, I would think.
Exactly. Stop with the tanning booth, Mr. Donald. But as far as policymaking goes, I think he's doing a darn good job. There, I said it.
No, I think he does a lot of good things. I think this, you know, you and I have talked about this. He's not God, so he's going to make mistakes. There's going to be issues.
Yeah.
You know, I think some of the way he's handling even some of the stuff as of late, he's got to stop punching right away and get through some of these things. You know, I always joke that you don't argue with the guy who can put you on hold and then hang up on you by accident after you've been on hold for 45 minutes. It's happened to me before. Can you tell? It's still, it's a scar in my head. I just can't get away from it. But seriously, I just wish he'd... But for the most part, you know, when you talk about unemployment rates at levels we haven't seen since the 70s, you know, you talk about the black unemployment rate, since we've been tracking it, it's at the lowest rate. I love the joke about him, and it is a joke, about him being homophobic. How many ambassadors, how many people in his employ has he appointed that are gay and or lesbian?
Right.
But they won't tell you about that. They won't mention any of that stuff to you.
No. Well, one of my good friends works for him, and I know for a fact she wouldn't work for him if she thought he was homophobic. I honestly know that to be the case. I mean, there's one decision that he's made that kind of stands out for me, where people could maybe suggest that it was a homophobic decision, and that's with regards to trans in the military. And in all fairness, I think that has to be done on a case-to-case basis. But it always comes back for me with the trans issue to something we discuss a lot, and that's if you've transitioned from male to female or female to male, why are you not then just a man or a woman? Why do you have to be trans? And the thing is that anybody that's in the military, you know, has to be psychologically assessed, and if you have psychological problems that pertain to you being trans, then really, if they're affecting what you're doing, then you shouldn't be there anyway. Anyway, but I don't see that as particularly transphobic.
No.
I see that more as making sure that the people, but I don't like blanket rulings like that.
No, I know what you're saying.
I definitely should
when
think it should be
happened,
on a...
But when that first happened, I was worried that, you know, I'm going to say something here. Let me make sure I have a clue. And one of the things that you had just touched on it, one of the major things they were talking about is the medication that they have to take on a regular basis. Okay?
Right.
And if they're out in the field, if they're out in the combat field, it's not like, you know, the RX truck shows up once a week to drop off your meds. Doesn't
work. Yeah, your hormone delivery.
So whatever, I didn't get into it that deeply, but that was part of the concern was nobody serves in active in the front lines of active military that is on some kind of medication that if they didn't get it, they would be in big trouble. So I go, okay,
right.
Well, lay it out there, though, then. Maybe it's communications people suck or something like that. I don't know.
Right.
Anyhow.
Yeah, but, I think a lot of how this is interpreted by the media as well, and then how they kind of relay it. Because in all fairness, Joe, you know, as an openly gay guy, I could not support a president that I felt treated gay people badly, and I don't think that he does that. I really don't. Because if I did, I would have to publicly say I don't support the president on that issue.
Right. Well, look at there are issues I don't support him on. I mean, I want to know why he doesn't have. Look at Scaramucci. He had, now I think he's Irish or Italian. I think he's Italian. Anyway, Scaramucci. What 10 days? See, I think that if anything, the president has shown he's Italian phobic. Right? Don't you think? I mean, doesn't
yeah, exactly. Teams. But I blame the Russians for that, you know, because the Russians are running everything. So
God. So earlier this week we did this story on the transgender Spanish model, right? Miss Universe, whatever it was, and she came in number two. And what I thought was really funny was the reason when she did her interview. And I'm saying to myself, you cannot equate yourself to them. This is not fair. Well, according to the Babylonian Bee, Miss Universe pageant embroiled in a controversy as all of the losers now are identifying as winners. So, I mean, they could do that, couldn't they?
I think so. But you know, I'm probably going to get into trouble for saying this, but I'm not sure whether. I think it depends on which stage of your transition you're at. If you're totally a woman, as in, you know, because you're never really biologically a woman if you were born a man, but if you are...
If you've changed out the parts, how's that?
Yes, exactly, yeah. Then you should be considered a woman for all intents and purposes. But if not, then, you know, you should still be standing up to pee.
We're going to go now for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live, and yes, he'll still be back on the side of the break. You know what? Because he brings levity and truth to the program. We'll be back in a minute. Listen to The Real Side.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
To the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do really appreciate the time that you spend with us. I appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation, whether you're in the chat room up on one of the website or Facebook, or just sending us emails. I mean, that's good, too. That works out well. And I do appreciate it. But let me bring him in because I know you're all chomping at the bit to hear him speak, you know, because he's got that kind of voice, right? And Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah. Well, like I have a choice. You keep giving me them big bucks, and, you know, I got to bring you on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're check bound as well. Last week,
oh, all right. Well, thank you, everybody. We'll be back next week. Oh, God. You know, listen, I know some people probably think I do this for other reasons, and I do, but I love talking about some of the, and Xander has a very wide berth of things he can talk about, but here's the deal. The reason I talk about stuff with him in the with the LGBTQ community, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, as he says, is because they could go, me, they tear apart. Him, they got a problem. They can't do it. And except for those couple of idiots once a long time ago who called you homophobic, which I still roll around laughing about.
Totally homophobic.
You know,
me.
I mean, seriously. They called...
Hate myself.
What's his name? Walt Heyer, who was, I call him my double transgender because he went from male to female back to male again. And
yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I mean, and he's transphobic. It's like, are you people, do you have brain cells to rub together? That's number one. I mean, you know, yes, I am tongue-tied with some. I'm getting more tongue-tied as the days go on because I can't believe the hypocrisy and the stupidity of some of these things.
Yeah. I think he hit the nail on the head with the word stupidity, but I think that we've bought into it. You know, I remember my father saying about, you know, political correctness was going to kill us all, and he's absolutely right. And we do not need to start speaking out against these things because it's easier just to say nothing. But I think we have to start saying something. You know, I will not have people weaponize their speech in order to curb my free speech. It's not going to happen.
Well, no, and I agree with you, and I think we shouldn't be quiet. I think we should speak. And listen, I don't have to be gay to defend gay people. I don't have to be, what was somebody to get me in? Oh, I don't have to be a woman to defend women. I mean, go down the list. I don't have to be black to defend black people or to even discuss the things that people are doing against those groups. That's wrong. And I can't tell
Wait.
You how many times, what?
This is not a gay show? I'm out of here.
Well, actually, I'm a black gay person that identifies as an old white guy. Is that okay?
Right.
You good with that?
Trapped in a gay black white guy trapped in a woman's body that identifies as a man.
Oh God!
There you go. You increase your audience that way
by at least six people, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. And all of them gay.
And
liberal.
God. No, you know what? And we don't drink. How do you like that? You're hearing this, and we're not even drinking. So apparently, Martina Navratilova is upset. She says, you can't have a penis and compete as a woman. Now, here's the beautiful thing about this. She's an open lesbian, and she's outspoken. She's a liberal advocate. It's not like she's a hardcore right-wing, Bible-thumping white person, right? I mean... She's liberal, she's lesbian, she's outspoken, and she's very active in the communities.
And yeah, she's...
They're ripping her apart on Twitter and other places. Like, come on, seriously?
This is the thing about the LGBT community. They're all happy while you're agreeing with them, but if you disagree with anything, it's kind of like the liberals. You know, they want you gone. They want to shut you up. They want to silence you. And I'm in fully in agreement with Martina Navratilova about this. I really am.
Hey, I found your Russian connection, dude. I don't know if I can have her on the show again.
She's German, actually, but it's very close.
Really? I thought
she's from Germany. She's not from Russia.
Okay. It's all right. I don't mind. I've been wrong before, usually about six or seven times a night. So it's okay. I'm used to it. Really, seriously.
I think Tammy's nodding there in the background.
Well, here's the thing I say to people, and I keep telling them, this is a biological observation, not just a right-wing, you know, nasty comment, which is, you cannot have, we were talking about, football. You guys call it football there, and it's not really football, it's... like soccer, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
But you've got these people that are entering these transgenders, and you've got biological males playing with female teams, and they're causing pain, and they're causing problems, and they're getting like, you know, they're becoming number one. They're wearing the gold medal. I'm saying, how do you do this? How do you think about it? They're so much stronger. They're born with upper body strength. They're born with bigger muscles. How do you justify that? For real.
Well, I think I shared something about this a couple of weeks ago about this person that was identifying as a woman playing on a woman's team, but was built like a, you know, an outhouse basically, and like you say, people were getting hurt in the process. And, you know, I can identify as a German shot putter, but it you know, it doesn't make me one. And, you know, no disrespect, Martina. But, you know, I just think ultimately we have to speak out against these things. You know, why should people be getting hurt? You know, we don't say anything because we want to be politically correct. You know, to heck it with political correctness. It's about right and wrong at the end of the day. And so we must go with what's right. And if that offends people, then tough.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think we should do that in every part of what we do every day on a daily basis. I think
yeah.
I think allowing people, look at, again, you and I are both Christians, and I would say to people all the time, you beat me, these atheists, if you would, you beat the crud out of me telling me I have to believe in science. I have to believe, you know, I got to put that God thing aside and believe in science. And yet, I still can't get an answer from you why you won't believe science when it comes to the X and Y chromosomes. It's
right.
Thoroughly confusing for me, you know? But whatever. I don't know. I'm done with that fight because I'm going to end up making myself nuts with it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Yeah, well, I think you do get to a point where you just have to make your point and then walk away because you can't educate idiocy, unfortunately.
Were you in London when Bloomberg flew giant blocks of ice to London on a private plane to demonstrate climate change? Did you hear about
that? No, I don't think I was. No, but that sounds pretty ridiculous.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, he was trying to drive a point home, so he flew. Man, here's a guy. This is proof that he has just too much money. He flew giant blocks of ice in from Greenland to London for a public demonstration of how climate change affects the polar ice caps. The blocks of ice, you see, are melting in London's warmer weather. Now, here's the thing I don't understand. If you take ice cubes out of the freezer and you put them on the stove, they'd melt. Does that mean my stove is part of, you know, climate change or
global
warming or global whatever?
Global warming, Joe. Have you not heard of that? It's the same in the microwave, you know. It's discrimination. You know, microwaves are discriminatory. If you put ice in there and press, you know, the start button, they will melt. That is microwave discrimination against climate change.
Microwave climate change or something. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, this guy's a billionaire. Where does this make sense? Do you know what I'm saying? So,
but it doesn't have to make sense. If, you know, if they can elect Ocasio-Cortez in Queens, what has to make sense anymore?
You win. I can't even fight that one, right?
We've gone full circle, Joe. we started off with Miss Ocasio, no neocortex, and we're back with.
Well, no, we're going to, I don't think she's exactly in the same category, but, you know, Theresa May, you got about 2 minutes here. Theresa May is having a problem. I mean, she can't get Brexit worked out, can she?
No. But I think there's method in her madness because she never wanted it to go through in the first place. And the leader of the opposition got into trouble this week because he was accused of mouthing stupid woman to her. But he says, you know, they've actually spent thousands of pounds on interpreters to look at what, you know, what he was actually saying, you know, taxpayer money being spent on, you know, identifying exactly what he said. But why? You know, she is behaving like a stupid woman. How is that wrong if it's true? And there they've got me agreeing with liberals now. So I need to go back to bed. Really, I do.
No, I've been reading about what's going on there, and it's obviously, well, actually, it's not even working the same way here anymore, but, you know, the will of the people is definitely being thwarted. The will of the people is really not being done. You and I both know that, you know, at that level there. And I'm hearing that basically the bottom line with is they don't have to do what the people voted on. They don't have to push it through. I didn't know that.
They don't, but they're going to have a mutiny on their hands if they don't, because, you know, they're talking about a second referendum now because they're saying the people didn't know. I mean, you've got to be stupid if the ballot says leave or remain. You know, you've got to be pretty stupid if there's a choice of two and you choose leave and then you're not sure what leaving meant. It's an exodus. It means we're going to get ourselves out of there.
I am no longer surprised by what the government does or says or believes is truth and what people do. ZanderGibb.com, that's where they find you, right?
Absolutely. It's
and
all
show
there.
Is every
One
week.
Stop shop.
Correct?
It is.
All right.
It sure.
People,
is.
Check out ZanderGibb.com. You can find out what he's doing and check him out on his own show and here every week, every Friday night. I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. You think this craziness stops? Jerome Corzine joins me after the break.